It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. It's been a busy day in the NFL. We got faces that are going to be in different places. And then we got Garrett Cole, who needs a Tommy John surgery. But anyway, outside of him on the Yankees, yeah, we talked a lot of NFL. Thank you so much to Mike DeFabo, coming through from The Athletic to talk about the Steelers. He thinks it doesn't matter if it's Wilson or Rodgers. They're going to be in the draft next year looking for a QB. Also, thank you so much to Ryan Harris. Won a championship with the Denver Broncos. You can catch him on Westwood One, catch him on CBS. He came through to have a chat with everything that took place today. Sam Darnold going from Minnesota to Seattle. Talking about Metcalf going to the Steelers and Adams to the Rams and the quarterback. It's just a lot that has gone on. If you've missed any of the conversations, any of the interviews, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. What a day. NFL makes this out to be an event, and even today has just been absolutely wild. The New England Patriots are adding more folks, and Myles Garrett got a new contract. I just can't keep up. We'll talk about some of these big moves. J.C. Horn sticking around out in Charlotte with the Panthers. At least they got something good going on. Anyway, there's so much more to get into. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. You can listen on the Free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker if you got one. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Wow. That's all I could say. Wow. I feel like NFL free agency, there was a point in time where it was all, you know, NBA free agency. The NBA players just move around all the damn time. But today I felt like the NFL kind of hit that space and slot, and the players can't officially sign. The trades can't officially go down until the official start of the league year, which is in 2 days, Wednesday, March 12th. But I feel like the NFL has done a good day. Hickey, the NFL took Christmas away from the NBA. And I feel like when it comes down to NFL free agency stories and player movement, I feel like the NFL is encroaching upon the NBA in that as well.
They are, and I think today's a good highlight of that because, honestly, I don't know about you, I was not that excited about going to NFL free agency. There wasn't a lot of big names or at least a lot of productive players on the market, but yet still there's a lot of drama today, some unexpected moves like the Laremy Tunsil trade. There's still some guys out there like Aaron Rodgers, right? We'll see what his future is like. I was much more into it, captivated, intrigued by a lot that went on today than I thought I would be. And so on what seemingly was a down year for free agents, still hit and beyond belief.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head. See, there's so many moves to even, like Laremy Tunsil, that's not even like a huge highlight unless you're a Commanders fan. But you think about like what that means for Washington and the fact that Houston actually moved him and traded him. Like, there's a lot to be discussed. There's a lot to get into. So much news that came down the pipe. Hickey, a matter of fact, wasn't that broken on CBS Sports HQ with Tunsil? Let's take a listen to that.
We got breaking news here at CBS Sports HQ, a blockbuster trade. The Texans finalizing a trade of five-time Pro Bowler Laremy Tunsil to the Commanders. Now, the details of this, we got a second rounder and a fourth rounder next year to the Texans, plus a third rounder as well. Houston sending a fourth rounder and Tunsil over.
Bruh, like, why Houston does that? Beyond me. I know that Jaden Daniels got a little bit more protection. We'll see what happens with Washington. My apologies also to Mark in Nova Scotia who called earlier in the show. Number two in the NFC, now Washington is like a clear number two. I don't think so. Hickey, is it too early to even be doing that? Like, who cares, right? No.
I mean, I'm a sucker for it, I'll be honest. Less stuff like that. I don't think it, for me, it's ever too early, but I agree with you. Like, I don't think they were, look, they made some good additions, but I think Mark underplayed how bad that defense was and how much improvement is needed to truly, you know, catapult above the 49ers, the Lions, you know, a few other teams here as well. The Commanders are good in the mix. Wow. They need some more help, though. To be number two, they need more help.
Well, Bobby Wagner's still around. How old is he now? 50?
Are you talking about ageless wonder? My goodness.
Still hitting everything that moves. Bobby, how old is he realistic? Got to be 30-something by now. Oh, my God. What an old man he is. He will be 35 in June. Okay. It feels like he's 50.
Get him a cane and a walker out there
I'm
next time.
I'm saying this guy was out there with the Legion of Boom. Everybody he played with is retired. Like, think about that.
That's crazy.
Richard Sherman is gone. Earl Thomas is gone. What was the linebacker from Virginia? Man.
Yeah, Cam Chancellor in there. I don't know.
There you go. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what you think of? I was going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know
he's from the Virginias. I forgot where he went to college, but yeah, he was big as hell. He's gone. Everybody's gone. Pete Carroll is on a different team. Marshawn Lynch is gone. It's just.
He may outlast Russ, too, at this rate.
And look, if his job is to hit people and he can still do it, he might outlast Russell Wilson. Speaking of Russell Wilson, Russell Wilson is still out here looking for a job. Pittsburgh Steelers apparently don't want him because Justin Fields, we learned earlier today, Justin Fields is going to the New York Jets. He got himself a 2-year contract. You know what? Let's listen to more details of that deal. Because this news was broken via Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network earlier today. Listen to this.
The Jets have a new quarterback. It is Justin Fields, as Ian and I just reported. He is headed to New York on a 2-year deal worth $40 million, including $30 million guaranteed, negotiated by his agent, David Mulugeta of Athletes First. This had been a fluid situation in recent days. The Steelers were continuing to make a push and see whether they potentially could get Fields back in Pittsburgh. But the Jets had shown strong interest from the time the negotiating window opened just a couple of hours ago.
I don't know if it's because I associate the Jets with pain and comedy, but Hickey, the opening of his news, it sounded like a joke. I feel like I was listening to David Letterman tell the story.
What name are we waiting for there? The Jets have a new quarterback. They're bringing back Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, just make laughs and stuff. That's what it sounds like. Like, I like the Jets. Hickey, I am not enthusiastic. I feel nothing about this. Nothing. Like, Justin Fields can be good. I mean, he's just going to throw the ball at Garrett Wilson a bunch. And if not, he's going to run or he's going to dump it off to Breece Hall. Come on now. They're going to bring on another wide receiver. Who it is, we have no idea. I feel nothing. I feel the same way as when they brought Aaron Rodgers on, except for I knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be entertaining. I don't feel anything about this.
I think the good news is he'll provide more flashiness on the field than Rodgers did last year. So I think you'll get a few more highlight plays.
Sure.
I think those will also be, you know, mixed in between with a lot of turnovers and a lot of frustration.
Yeah.
I think to your point, overall, any quarterback the Jets got from this crop, you would probably felt the same way. But at least with Fields, with his age, a little bit of promise, I guess. And yeah. I guess it keeps the flexibility open for next year if you do suck. Hey, maybe you get Arch Manning. Yeah, maybe you're in a position to get, a different quarterback. And that will, you know, you truly get, at least you put yourself in a position in 2025 where a little excitement, maybe with what he's got, still not good enough to be the guy, and probably put you in a position to where if you do fall in love with the guy in the draft next year, you can try to go get him.
Sign me up. I am. Like, I'm happy at all the options that existed. Like, what was a legitimate quarterback option, a veteran, decent option for the New York Jets besides him? And he's young. And so he still has some upside. I'm not dumb. I'm not going to think he's going to wake up and be Lamar or Jaden Daniels. Like, think he is who he is. And let's also be honest. I get it. It's a new regime. What quarterback has gone to the New York Jets? What young quarterback has been on the Jets and has had success? None. None. If I got to think about the past 25, 30 years, they've had more veteran quarterbacks. So I got to go further back. Yeah, 30 years now. Vinny Testaverde? Come on, man. Chad Pennington? Like, these guys were flawed. And Pennington was there, and then his arm fell apart. And Vinny Testaverde was all over the damn world. It's just sad. And good luck to the New York Jets and mediocrity. Anyway, speaking of a New York Jets quarterback, here's one guy who found success after he left the New York Jets. It's Sam Darnold. Today, we learned that Sam Darnold is no longer going to throw passes for the Minnesota Vikings. It was reported for the better part of the weekend. The Minnesota Vikings have brought on nobody. They got J.J. McCarthy. But the Seattle Seahawks, they pick up Darnold and swapping him for Geno. It's like asking your family where you want to make a pit stop at, okay? It's like none of it's all that attractive. Like, there's no place that you're taking me that I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go there. But you got to go. You got to pick one. And, well, Geno Smith said, I don't want that contract. So Sam Darnold took it today. Sam Darnold, the latest quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Not exciting. Hey, listen to this. This is Ian Rappaport breaking it down earlier today on the NFL Network.
Sources tell the insiders that Sam Darnold is closing in on a deal to land with the Seattle Seahawks. Traded Geno Smith a couple days ago. Now expected to land Sam Darnold, according to me, Mike, and Tom. This is a deal that should land 3 years, close to $100 million. And look, Sam Darnold has been the favorite for the Seahawks for some time. Ever since they traded Geno, all eyes have shifted there. And for Darnold, this is really the perfect storm. Seattle has needed a quarterback. They have always liked him. He is, I would say, obviously younger than Geno, and certainly someone who put his best football on the field being coached by the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell and Wes Phillips and the entire Viking staff last year. The Seahawks have seen it. They have watched him grow. They have seen the best football, and he is now expected to be their quarterback.
Whatever. Out of all the moves that took place today, there was nothing that I said is just a monumental move. There's nothing that went down. Like, the good teams are good. Like, if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, you lose some of your best players. Like, earlier today, we see Josh Sweat, who goes from the Philadelphia Eagles. He'll now be chasing quarterbacks for the Arizona Cardinals. We see Milton Williams, who goes from the interior of the Eagles defensive line. He's not going to be on the New England Patriots. The Patriots, okay, I like what they've done. I'll talk about them in a minute. Nothing was earth-shattering. Like, how about this? The Jets, they lose DJ Reed, one of their best corners. He's now a member of the Lions. Chris Godwin decides to stay in Tampa Bay, and we know he's coming off of that broken ankle. People like to tell me about it last week during the top six list. Nothing earth-shattering has happened. There's a lot of names here. DK Metcalf going to the Steelers. Devontae Adams now going out west to play for the Rams. Cooper Kupp, we found out this evening. Cooper Kupp, if he doesn't get traded by the Rams, they're ultimately going to cut him and tell him good riddance. Khalil Mack is sticking around with the Chargers. Like, that's a big name. But is it moving the needle? There's a lot of moves today. I don't want to say for mediocre teams. I want to say the best team today was the New England Patriots. When you think about what they've been able to do just today in free agency, they're shoring up their defense in an amazing way. They got Carlton Davis to play corner opposite Gonzalez. They have Milton Williams, I just told you about. How can I forget this? They got Harold Landry from the Titans. Robert Spillane gone from the Raiders. He's now going to be in New England. And you got a New England Patriots team, the biggest offseason move of them all. Man, I look at Mike Vrabel. There is no way in hell that Mike Vrabel should have even been available to coach a team. One of the best coaches in the entire NFL. There's a reason why the Tennessee Titans are selecting number one overall. It's not because of Mike Vrabel and anything that he did. It's because the organization is just stupid. That's it. like the Bengals, like the Dallas Cowboys, you can put the Tennessee Titans in that same space. NFL free agency is not even official. The new league year doesn't even start until Wednesday. We got a lot of moving. We got a lot of shaking. But ultimately, the biggest story left is, what do the Steelers do at quarterback? Is it Russell Wilson? Is it Aaron Rodgers? How do the Minnesota Vikings help fill out an additional quarterback spot? I don't think you can solely rely on J.J. McCarthy. And that's where we stand right now. A lot of questions that we had from the Matthew Staffords. What happens with a Geno? I don't think anybody was asking about Geno Smith, but what do the Raiders do at quarterback? These questions have been answered. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We got a lot more to go. There's a long way to go before we get to next season. Damn it, we're still a month away, more than a month away from the NFL draft. But we got some teams that made some moves today. And some are staying the same. Some are advancing. And some are just dumb. I'll take your calls on the other side. Get Hickey's thoughts on what team did a great job today. Who's going backwards? Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Oh, yeah, by the way, there's a New York Yankee who's going to be out the entire season. Well, I'll share with you that on the other side. And then over the weekend, speaking of being out, man, there's a Los Angeles Laker. He might be out for a week or two. We'll talk about all of this on the other side of the break. We'll wrap things up at the end of the show. It's a lot. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we talk about more of this NFL news that came down the pipe today, who did a good job, who did a bad job? You know, Gerrit Cole, we learned pretty much right when we got on air. Gerrit Cole, the New York Yankees ace, the man who won the Cy Young for the American League 2 seasons ago. He's out for the season. Gerrit Cole is going to need Tommy John surgery. We will not see this man all of this year. We're probably going to miss a portion of 2026. He's going to have the surgery tomorrow. He's out on the West Coast to get the job done. He's been having elbow discomfort. Last year, he had an elbow issue as well, and they chalked it up to overusage. And he was able to come back and pitch almost 100 innings as the New York Yankees went ahead to the World Series and lost to the Dodgers, I might add. Sorry about that. It's been a tough go for this guy the past 2 seasons, and he is a workhorse. The Yankees have been able to rely on him every step of the way. He's still in the midst of a 9-year contract. It's paying him $324 million. But right now, it looks like he's going to miss about two and a half of those seasons for the New York Yankees. Gerrit Cole says, today the most respected medical experts in the field recommended that I have Tommy John surgery. This isn't the news any athlete wants to hear, but it's the necessary next step for my career. I have a lot left to give. I'm fully committed to work ahead. I'll attack my rehab every day and support the 2025 Yankees each step of the way. I love this game. I love competing, and I can't wait to get back on the mound stronger than ever. See you soon. G. Okay. All right. Yankees got Stroman. I mean, the Yankees are paying enough guys. They just added, Max Fried from the Braves. So they'll be fine. The Yankees always find a way to go ahead and add somebody in as well. And speaking of a New York team, the Brooklyn Nets are currently in action. The Nets are hosting the Los Angeles Lakers. It's a close game, 87-82. There is no LeBron James. This was a matchup a lot of people wanted to see over the weekend. The Lakers took on the Boston Celtics. They lost 111-101. LeBron James had to exit late due to a groin injury. He reportedly is going to miss about a week or 2 weeks, and that includes tonight. And so there is no LeBron James tonight because it's 1 to 2 weeks. But after the game on Saturday, LeBron James, I guess when he wasn't thinking about Stephen A. Smith, he found time to talk about his groin. He said he's not all that concerned. Listen to this.
Not much concern. Obviously, we're going day to day. look at it each day to see if it gets better, and take the proper measurements and see.
Okay, all right. No big deal, right, Hickey? Just LeBron on a little vacation before the playoffs. This sounds about right.
No biggie, 40-year-old, groin injury. Yeah, all's well. Nothing to see here about a month or so from the playoffs.
Isn't this for the better, though? Like, outside of the groin, we don't know to what degree, but... And it's good for him to take some time off. He's 40.
In a vacuum, sure. But, like, a groin injury is tough for anyone to recover from. Like, I get, look, he spends all the money on the body, right? He's in great shape. He's still playing at a high level. But, like, at the end, like, your body still is 40 years old. I wonder if this is, like... This is where you truly see the 40-year-old, to where you're slower to recover from an injury like this than you would be if you were 35, 30, 25.
Oh, boy.
I know they said initially, right, it's like a 1 to 2 week injury that they're going to kind of reevaluate. I think, yeah, if you're the Lakers right now and he's back before the last game of the year, I think it's a win.
Damn, Hickey. You think he's going to be out for the rest of the season? I know it ends next month, but damn. You're giving him almost a month and a half off?
I know he said... He didn't think it was as bad as the groin injury he suffered the first year in L.A. where he missed 17 games and basically kind of tanked the Lakers season that first year. But, I mean, like, he's 40 years old. Like, no, I don't know. Like, I mean, our bodies recover slower as we get older with anything.
I don't think there's an issue here. He's just taking vacation. That's it. I would not think too hard about the groin. And, of course, you know, look, Anthony Davis tried to pivot into the paint and just, I guess he just ripped his stuff to the next generation. Like, we won't see him again until next year for good reason. Like, I'm not worried about LeBron's groin. He'll be fine, Hickey. Hickey, he's just resting. Why not?
I'm rooting for you to be right.
Nah, he's stretching. He's eating good. He's like, man, I've been running up and down this court. I'm 40. I just won Western Conference Player of the Month. I got Luka. Like, let me take a break. That's it.
You don't think he's like, oh, let me try to get as much chemistry with a new player as quick as I can?
Oh, they're smart. Hickey, they got talent, okay? He can't fix them other guys on the court. But him and Luka can work well together. I think they're fine. Do I choose to take some time off to rest my weary legs? This man played in the Olympics, by the way. So he played in the Olympics, had a break, played basketball for the Lakers, played well, had a break. And now Luka's here, take another break. He's 40.
I hope you're right. He's not someone that seems like he likes to take breaks.
There's no problem here, Hickey. None. I'm serious. I think the groin is not an excuse. He did something to his groin. He'll be fine.
You know who you're starting to remind me of right now?
Who?
It's not a good comp.
Who is it?
Billy Bob Thornton from Friday Night Lights. When Boomer Miles tears up his knee, he comes out of the locker room. Guys, he's going to be fine. He'll be back at practice on Monday. Nothing to worry about. Go outside tonight, celebrate the game. Boobie's knee's going to be fine. Yeah. And he's never fine.
Well, this is LeBron James.
He's fine. He's a little groin. He's stretching already. He's going to be back.
LeBron James could buy a new groin if he needed one. Okay. I don't know where you get a groin from.
Do you check that box and you renew your license? You're an organ donor and a groin donor?
And a groin. You know, there's so many places I want to go with this conversation that I will not. You know, that I will not. It relates to the Baltimore Ravens kicker and the Browns... a quarterback. But it's not that bad, brother. Okay, he'll be fine. You really think there's an issue with his groin?
I mean, I just look at it. 40 years old, groin injury, with only a month left in the regular season before the playoffs. That just, to me, does not, like...
Nah, it's rest.
I just don't think it's that simple.
This is not me sitting in a chair, you know, talking for 4 hours. I mean, he got to run up and down. He knows he has to use his groin. It's not that big of a deal.
I mean, think about how, remember when, I know, okay, a little bit different player.
Here we go. Go ahead.
When AD hurt his groin and then he tried to come back in the playoffs and he's out there like hobbling like he's 80 years old because he can't even, like, you turn and pivot and cut so much. You need a healthy groin.
Who has a better body at this stage of their lives? LeBron James or Anthony Davis?
LeBron James.
Come on, man. And he got him beat by what, 8 years? He's 8 years older than that man?
Yeah. Not good for AD.
What the hell is that about? I don't know.
Groin is the great equalizer.
Marco Belletti here? He's ready?
Nope.
Marco, man. Who has a... okay, let me rephrase the question. Who is more physically capable of just playing basketball? Is it LeBron or Anthony Davis, even despite their age differences?
LeBron.
You think LeBron, he's just taking a vacation, right? No real issue with his groin?
You know, I want to agree with you so bad, but I got to agree with Hickey.
Oh, no.
I'm a little concerned.
Oh, come on.
I feel like, look, he'll be there in the playoffs, but it wouldn't shock me if he comes back with like a one or two game, try to ramp it up before the playoffs.
Oh,
I think we lose him for a while.
That's next month in like the middle end of April. What are we doing?
Yeah, I think it's going to take that long, and I think even when he comes back, he's not going to be fully healthy.
No, this is not what they're doing. You guys will see. I mean, I don't got no crystal ball yet. I just think he's taking a vacation, as a 40-year-old basketball player who's played 25 and a half seasons should do. Take a break. Nothing wrong with taking 2 weeks off.
I'd be all for that if this wasn't the injury that I watched. I mean, you could see that something wasn't right. You could see that he tweaked it. And at that age, as much as he's a super freak and he's a superhuman, those little nagging injuries, they take a while.
He's a billionaire.
So you guys pay the groin to be like, okay, groin, be healthy.
I'm just curious, like,
bucks.
I don't know.
Can you get another groin? Are we allowed to do that? Can you get a different groin?
There's a guy on Canal Street. Yes. Yeah, you can get a new groin. There's no way in hell he'll be fine. Like, to see him and Luka play in the playoffs, like, he'll be fine. We'll see him.
Well, the good thing is, I don't buy the one thing I'll say with Hickey. We said chemistry. They don't need any more
chemistry.
Yeah,
they're the same guy, except for one is aggressive and the other one is, I don't know.
They'll figure out. But they're both, they're way too damn smart. So they're both kind of like basketball savants. This is not just putting together two guys. This is putting together two guys that are basketball IQs are off the charts.
Yeah.
So I don't buy that they need time. Couple of games. I think they're good already.
Yeah, yeah. The other idiots around him, I call him idiots, sound like Charles Barkley. The other guys around him have to figure out what they're doing.
Yes, and that's fair because they do need chemistry. Luka needs more chemistry with the other guys, and LeBron needs to see what they do with Luka. That part of it, yes, I agree. But him and Luka working the 1-2 game or trying to figure out who's doing what, that stuff's going to come natural to them. So I'm not overly concerned, and it's better that Luka's playing now so he figures out what's around him. And he can also take over a little bit more in the next few weeks. That's good for them.
Yeah, we'll see. And LeBron, I'm just like, man, the guy tweaked his groin. Now he can rest his legs. And now y'all are telling me, man, his groin is important to him. I get it.
Groins are important. You need them.
They are. I heard. All right. Well, we'll see how his performs over the next 2 weeks. I think he'll be back. They could be fine. A little bit of vacation never hurt nobody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, of course, we'll take a look at everything that took place today in the world of sports. That's a lot, especially on the NFL side. And we got more to do before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Yeah, shout outs to everybody listening all over the country, far north, northeast, the southeast, the southwest, Canada. What's up, Canada? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day, what a day. I'm going to give you two teams that I'm impressed with. NFL season hasn't even started. The league year hasn't even kicked in yet. A lot of love to the New England Patriots. This is a team that has been trying to figure things out since Tom Brady's exit. They got a quarterback now in Drake May. They have a head coach now in Mike Vrabel. That's about two-thirds of the equation if you got to think about what you absolutely need if you want to have success. And just today in free agency, the New England Patriots have added Milton Williams from the Super Bowl champion Eagles. They bring on Harold Landry to play the edge, who just came over from the Titans. They got Robert Spillane. They signed him to a 3-year, $38 million deal. Linebacker over from the Raiders, Carlton Davis. They signed him to a 3-year, $60 million deal. A lot of love to the New England Patriots. They've had a lot of money to spend today, and they sure as hell did it. And then meanwhile, you want to talk about Laremy Tunsil being traded from Houston over to Washington to help protect Jaden Daniels, their franchise quarterback. The Chicago Bears keep going and going and going and going. Today, they signed Drew Dahlman, who was used to play here for the Falcons the past few seasons at center. Remember, they traded for a Joe Tooney. Jonah Jackson made that trade as well with Los Angeles, the Chargers. Like, they're making some moves here. I'm impressed. Shout-outs to the Patriots trying to make some noise, and shout-outs to the Bears actually going out here and protecting their franchise quarterback. Hickey, what are your thoughts? Is there any team that you look at and go, man, they're actually doing good?
I like the Commanders talking about protecting. I like how they got Laremy Tunsil to protect the blind side of Jaden Daniels. And they're right now saying, oh, okay, you know, they're not being patient. They're kind of going right after right now and saying we're capitalizing and trying to compete for a Super Bowl now in year two of Jaden Daniels' time. I like that. And I like the Rams, too. I think now when you look at some of the moves they've made in terms of re-signing their own guys, I really like the Davante Adams addition. You know, we had Mark in Nova Scotia before a call about the Commanders kind of being that number two team.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say number two with the Rams, but I feel like when you talk about Super Bowl contenders in the NFC, I think the Rams are in that category.
Wow. Already? You putting them back? I mean, well,
already?
They were. I feel like they're kind of all in the same group. I'd put them in the same space of the Commanders.
I think they're a little bit, like, I trust Stafford in the playoffs a little bit more in this roster. Like, Sean McVay is the coach. And you saw how well they played against the Eagles. You know, they pushed that young defense.
They did.
Was able to stifle, I mean, outside of some, so a few long runs by Barkley, you know, able to stifle that offense enough to at least give themselves a chance. They're right there knocking on the door. Now you add Davante Adams, who, you know, I think still has a lot of juice left in the tank. You know, I think he'll be a really good fit in that offense with Sean McVay and Matthew Stafford, healthier than Cooper Kupp. Like, that's going to be a fun offense. It's going to be a fun offense.
A year of experience is not the, It's not going to hurt them. Not going to hurt them at all. And then, you know, speaking of Los Angeles, we heard this and we talked about it briefly as well. Najee Harris is on his way to the Chargers, a 1-year, $10 million deal. We saw what the Chargers were able to do this past season. First year under Jim Harbaugh, man, they went to the postseason and they went out and crapped the bed. But adding Najee Harris, you know, and we all know about what Harbaugh likes to do in between the numbers. And that's go out there and run and rush the football. And when you have a guy, he's not going to blow people away with big plays, but he can grind you out for 1,000 yards a season. That's going to work. So I'm real interested to see, you know, how this fits in. And we know J.K. Dobbins coming back, but then also dealing with his injuries, how Najee fits into the scenario. The Chargers are good. I don't expect them to do anything but continue to get better. Under Jim Harbaugh. And maybe we can expect the same thing out of Herbert as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the end of the show. At the end of the show, we take a look not just at what took place today, but at things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Today, as it's been all day, is March 10th. The year is 2025, but if we go back in time to March 10th, 1991, Eddie Sutton, he becomes the first coach to lead four different teams to the NCAA tournament. He took Oklahoma State to the tournament after a 24-8 record. And you know what? Let's take a listen to Eddie Sutton explain why OK State, why that team was so special to him. This is courtesy of the Eddie Sutton Show.
Had so many good teams through the years and some wonderful young people that have played for me at the different places I've been. But I don't believe I've ever had a team that maximized their talent any better than this group. They've certainly surpassed what most people thought they could accomplish this year. And
well, man, you talk about those other teams that he mentioned. We're talking about Creighton, Arkansas, and Kentucky. In that Oklahoma State team that he took back in 1991 in the tournament, they beat New Mexico, they beat North Carolina State, and then they ran into Temple. Good for them. Well, anyway, that was 1991. If we hit the fast forward button 1 year, March 10th, 1992, Islanders coach Al Arbor, he became the second coach in NHL history to win 700 games. He joined Scotty Bowman, famous for that stretch with the Canadiens. We know Al Arbor. Well, we know what he did, four straight with the Islanders in the 80s. He said via NHL, oh man, it was an honor. It was a pleasure to hold things down for the Islanders.
It's been an honor and a privilege to coach New York Islanders for the number of years that I've had. I've been very, very fortunate to have good people with me, and I've been blessed to have some outstanding hockey players.
March 10th. Oh, damn it. Forget. How about I got to show him love, more love. He coached them for 20 years, 73-94. And then them four straight titles, like I said, in the 80s, 79-83. Let's hit the fast forward button by quite a bit. I think most of us might remember this. Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Major League Baseball actually had a lockout 3 years ago in 2022. Remember, they delayed the start of the season? I mean, coming out of COVID, everybody figured that they're going to have to figure out the money. Well, they did. They delayed the start of the season. It was the ninth stoppage in Major League Baseball history. Let's take a listen. This is CBS Sports HQ talking about the day the lockout ended.
Let's play some ball, shall we? Breaking news when it comes to Major League Baseball, where the owners and players have reached a tentative agreement on a new CBA. That's been confirmed by our Jim Bolden. The deal comes on day 99 of the lockout here. It's been a long time. MLB Network reports that opening day will likely be April 7th.
Yeah, well, spring training was delayed from March 31st to April 7th. The World Series finished in November. That's when the Astros won with Dusty Baker. And it just, I know it's like 3 years ago, not even three full years. But it seems like a blip in the radar. Hickey, I mostly remember more of 2020, which I do not want to remember. I feel like that seems more recent. And we know we had that little blip with this lockout. Maybe it's because they actually went ahead and played the season on a delay. 2020 stands out more to me than 22.
Absolutely. I actually forgot there was a lockout of 2022, to be honest with you. And like I said, I think it's in part because really the season was unaffected. They got all the games in. I mean, around this time, spring training, like you're not really remembering. You remember when it gets like real ugly. And I mean, not to forecast ahead, but it sounds like next year could get real ugly.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I kind of totally forgot that this even happened for a little bit, too.
Yeah, well, time flies. I think 2020 stands out for a bunch of other reasons. But, you know, when you think about this upcoming season, which is crazy to believe, like Oakland is going to be playing in Sacramento. And then it's hard to remember. We got Tampa Bay. They're going to be playing at the Yankees spring training complex at Steinbrenner Field. And then there was even the report over the weekend that the Major League Baseball may be pushing the Rays to sell the team because of financing for the new stadium. There's always something with baseball. Like, we can hand out $700 million contracts like it's candy, or maybe Otani and Soto. But we can't build a stadium. We got to rip a team away. So rather interesting times. And God bless everybody that's going to be trying to catch a game at Steinbrenner Field in the summertime. They've actually stacked up the schedule in Tampa to play as many games as they can early. And so by the time they get to the summer, they're just going to be on the road because they can't deal with all the weather delays. It's going to be an interesting season, to say the least, for the Tampa Bay Rays. Anyway, it's been an interesting day. Hickey, when does Rogers sign? On Wednesday, that's when he's eligible, right?
I think so, yeah. When he's cut by the Jets, I bet you it'll be like 2 hours after that cut is announced. He's on a new team, probably Pittsburgh.
Steelers, absolutely. Yeah, I'm here for it. There's no other domino. It's Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and then nothing else, right? Who cares?
Well, I did see NFL Network before kind of put some quarterback rankings out of guys that are currently free agents.
Yeah.
Number one current free agent available quarterback, Jameis Winston.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget about him, JR. Show some respect.
Oh, my God. Somebody show that to Aaron Rodgers. Let me know how he feels about that one.
Well, I think there was a technicality there. because Rodgers is technically not a free agent.
Okay.
Not eligible for that list. But Russ was number two behind Jameis.
Well, Jameis will be backing up somebody somewhere next year. We'll see how that works out for him. Anyway, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to Mike DeFabo joining us from The Athletic, covers all things Steelers, and then Ryan Harris, who covers all things NFL for CBS and Westwood One. If you missed a minute or a second, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm sure by the time we're here tomorrow, we might have some other names that are moving and shaking. Maybe even Jameis Winston will have himself a new job. I did see Zach Wilson is backing up Tua Tagovailoa. Would anybody be shocked if Zach Wilson got some starts in Miami? A little get back against the Jets, we'll see. Anyway, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Hickey.